send it straight to the house. And he throw up the ink. He the best in the south. My handy catch. Whatever you want. Double team coverage. Whatever you want. Roll up on 2-8 like Dez Bryant. Going up the edge when VIP shining. Money long like Jerry Jones, I ain't lying. Hit Norfolk, my still second, gon' find me. The Dallas Cowboys on the way to the top. America's team with the cream of the crop. Said after Dez Bryant, keep rising your style. We gon' throw up that
and party in the slot. The Cowboys, you know we the best. Anytime we need a touchdown, just throw it to Dez. Turn up and throw up the X. Turn up and throw up the X. Turn up and throw up the X.
Now the shit's about to kick off. This party looks whack. Let's take it back to straight hip hop and start it from scratch. I'm about to bloody this.
Now on Stitcher Radio, iTunes, and Spreaker, we present the one and only Breakdown Sports Show. The best run sports talk show in the Carolinas on the interwebs. With your host, the never intimidated or duplicated Big Shot Bob.
I liked what I saw from Cam.
And the man at the top of the summit, the man bringing it home, Rocky.
Lorenzo King to teach Cam Newton how to slide.
The show starts now.
Welcome to BSS Carolinas on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, and iHeartRadio. Of course, I am Rocky, the host of BSS Carolinas. Joining me today is Big Shot, BBB.
What's up?
What's going on?
Man, I am so pumped, man. Opening day of training camp for the Carolina Panthers, the defending NFC champion, Carolina Panthers. Let's go, baby. Keep pounding. I can bring it back. I haven't used it in ages.
Nice. It's been nice, man.
In ages. Love to say it. Keep pounding. You're going to hear a lot of that this season. Yes, sir. Let's go.
No, you don't hear a lot of this. Throw up the X. You'll get it.
Dallas fans hope so. Number 9 better stay on the field.
Oh, I ain't worried about that. We got a backup.
Who?
A backup to backup.
Okay.
Yeah, we're praying Dak Prescott, man.
Okay.
We'll see.
Dak. The Dak attack.
The Dak attack. But we'll talk about that in segment 2 today. First segment of the show today, we got local sports as always. Segment 2, we're going to talk NFL. Segment 3 is baseball. Segment 4, college football. We got to start breaking down the ACC because we're 30 days away.
And a little Rio remix for you. Just a little Rio remix. Brazil.
And, of course, two words for you and Bon Voyage is later. We might even do it.
The show is loaded, man. We just got a ton of stuff on this show.
Yeah, we do. There's a lot to talk about. Let's get into the first segment of the show. Welcome to all our Periscopians that's watching out there. You know, if you got any questions, any comments or anything during the show, chat with us. That's what we're here for.
My homeboy Joe Bombo just rolled by the studio. You can catch Joe Bombo currently working on the Marty Herning show on ESPN 7:30. Yep. One of the producers there. Way to go, Joe B.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, I forgot, you know, SEC Network stuff. He's trying to do some of that.
Trying to get out there.
Yeah, that's all you can do, man. But first, let's get into our local sports. Let's talk about Charlotte Knights for a couple minutes. Actually, you know what? Let's start with the Panthers. Why don't you start with the Panthers report to training camp. Some news coming out of Panthers country. Panthers signed Kirk Coleman to a 3-year extension. Deal is worth $17 million with $7 million guarantee.
He got $6 million of it yesterday. Way to go, Kirk Coleman. That was a nice check to take to the bank. 2 commas. Yes. The tax is going to hurt, but hey, Kirk Coleman is a well-deserved contract.
Really?
Absolute dynamite. Just fits into our system.
1 year, though.
I mean,
this is what I'm saying.
But look at what some of the safeties are getting in the NFL to get a Pro Bowl caliber in our system. Pro Bowl caliber safety at the price we're getting them at is very reasonable for us. And hopefully he finishes his career as a Panther. And he's going to lead the new young secondary out there. And we're going to be just fine if we stay healthy.
Listen, I when it comes to Kirk Coleman, I still throw up a red flag. I'm telling you, the guy gets burnt a lot. But now, does he make some plays? Absolutely. He's almost like Charles Tillman, but Charles Tillman was a little bit better, I thought. You know, in Chicago, not here.
I mean, Peanut is a Hall of Fame corner. Yeah. He's a Hall of Fame corner. He was a shutdown corner for years. They wouldn't throw at Peanut Tillman when he was in his prime in Chicago.
True. But, yeah, Kurt Coleman, he gets burnt a lot. If there's a weakness on the secondary, he's usually attached to that side of the field.
He's also made tons of plays. He had 8 picks last year.
I knew it.
He helped us get to a Super Bowl.
I think it helped that he had Josh Norman.
Josh Norman helped.
Side.
What really helped was our front seven.
No, the front seven helped the secondary. Absolutely.
Front seven, we got to be – if we're dominant again on our front seven, we will be just fine.
But we talk about, you know, the defense got Josh Norman paid. Nuh-uh. It got Kurt Coleman paid.
Yeah.
I mean, more than – but Kurt Coleman before the last year, he was ready.
He's a journeyman.
Was ready to be done.
Sometimes for players, most time for players, you got to land in a right situation. Look at Ted Ginn Jr. Perfect example. He can't land a job. He can't do nothing anywhere except for in Charlotte.
To me, I want to see him year two. Dude, wait. You got one good year? Awesome. Let's see you do it 2 years in a row.
That's why the Panthers.
That is when you know you got a good
And that's player. Why this deal was so great, because they went ahead and paid him for what he did last year, this year. And if he happens to go back to not being a useful safety, they can cut him, and it's not going to hurt him, because they pretty much gave him his entire contract.
True. We'll see. We'll visit this back in week 16, see how it goes.
B'nai Benwickery placed on the PUP to start training camp. Hopefully it's nothing that bad, and he'll be ready for the season opener. But I guess cautious is the way to go, especially how devastatingly atrocious that injury looked last year when he broke his ankle chasing after Julio Jones. My goodness, man. I didn't know an ankle could do all the things that his ankle did when he snapped that thing in so many places.
What's the biggest storyline going into Panthers training camp?
What it is for every team that's lost the Super Bowl the year before. Super Bowl hangover. I can only remember one team in recent history that has lost the Super Bowl and gotten back the next year. And that's the Buffalo Bills. Name another one. I dare you. Periscopians, tell me. Am I wrong? Am I wrong here?
You're right. For me, it would be Panthers rookie secondary. I mean, because training camp, right? The most important position this year at training camp is that secondary. Because they need to get reps and get ready, because they're rookies.
Well, you know, the Panthers picked up Leonard Johnson.
Who?
Leonard Johnson, 5-year pro. Who? Last played with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And these corners that we drafted are talented.
Leonard Johnson
from the Bucs, number 23. Buccaneer fans, y'all know about this guy, right?
Leonard Johnson?
He's just coming to help, okay?
Help what?
He's 5'10".
He's
a pro.
The pro of what?
He can help play nickel. It's better than Colin Jones. But anyway, the three corners that the Panthers drafted are very talented. These guys can ball. Well, these guys can absolutely ball.
That's the reason I said the three rookies need to set up. And you talk about Leonard Johnson.
Leonard Johnson, he's gonna help out. Watch what I'm telling you. You can be like, man, Leonard Johnson made a play for the Panthers. That
if you want to get somebody help, go out and get Antonio Cromartie.
Who?
Antonio Cromartie.
And have to pay him $2 or $3 million.
Listen, you have to pay him some money. He's got 18 kids.
Well, we don't need 33-year-old Antonio Cromartie
just for a year,
for $3-4 million. We can go get Leonard Johnson
for
a quarter of $1 million. You're naming a guy
I've never heard of in my life in NFL.
Well, you're gonna hear about him this year for the Panthers, Panther Nation. Let's go.
Are we still shopping at Price General?
Look at the contracts we have out there, and look who we have to sign. We have to be smart with the rest of our cap. We got to retain K'Wan Short. We paid Cam Newton, Luke Kuechly. You know,
You paid Kurt Coleman an overinflated contract.
That's just for this year. Next year, his contract is $1 million. It's all that's guaranteed to him after this year.
All right. Leonard Johnson?
In Gettleman, we trust, like my man Jeff says from the Rule of Three. In Gettleman, we trust. Leonard Johnson, folks.
You bring up Leonard Johnson on the show. I'm trying to remember.
But I think we're just fine. No injuries, please. I know we just sit up here and we pray about it, man. No team wants injuries. None of the fans of these teams want injuries. So we just need y'all to be out there, be smart, stay hydrated, because it is blazing hot out in Spartanburg.
It is brutal everywhere, not just here, but it is brutal everywhere you go around camps right now.
Whew.
East Coast, West.
So you claim you want to play professional football. Let's go.
Absolutely. So there you go. There's your Panthers training camp news. If you're as excited as I am, good.
He's got new seats, guys.
I do got new seats, man. I can't wait for that. The amenities and everything else that come with it. Ooh, I'm good.
Amenities.
Yeah. There you go. That's how you know when you move up in the world, you got amenities on your tickets.
Right.
Anyway, moving on from Panthers, let's get to the Charlotte Knights we were talking about a little bit. This week they
finally fell out of first place.
Finally? Oh, wait, yeah, you know what helps? Wait a minute, hold on. 8-game losing streak helps you do that.
Eight? How do you lose 8 straight games?
They have not won a game since last Tuesday.
Since the Hornets lost the All-Star game?
Yes. Which we'll talk about in a second. But, yes, since last Tuesday, they've not won a game. Saturday, they lost to Indianapolis 5-2. Sunday, they lost 2-1 to Indianapolis. Monday, they lost to Louisville 6-2. Louisville, they lost 4-3. And then they got shut out last night 4-0.
4-0.
They're off today. They come. Maybe a homestand helps them out. They got Columbus Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
They've been off for a week. They haven't won any games.
So hopefully by the time we do a show next week, they'll win a game.
Go out and support them. Again, I know it's hot. Be smart about it. But if you can endure the heat, it is a great time out there at BB&T Park.
Absolutely.
Please go out and support your Knights.
And it's tough for the Knights right now because they sent up a lot of the guys got caught up. Tim Anderson got caught up. Tyler Sandino had a game-winning hit the other day for the White Sox. He got caught up. A bunch of the guys are caught up now because there's a bunch of injuries to the White Sox. Mm-hmm. Brett Lowry was hurt. Carlos Rodon was hurt. He just had a start on Monday for the Knights when they play Indianapolis. But he should be back to White Sox soon. So it really depends on how your major league team's doing and – Major League team's not doing that great right now. 51-51.
They lost last night to the Cubbies. The Cubbies needed that W. But go support the Knights.
Absolutely. It is a fun time when you go out there. I promise it is really good. Let's move on to the NBA All-Star game. I really don't want to spend a lot of time on this one. NBA moved the NBA All-Star game from Charlotte next season. Real fast, my thoughts on it. I'm mad at our city council and mayor, Jennifer Roberts, for passing through a law that no one could vote on. And then our governor and mayor for not coming to a compromise. If we voted on this in November and it passed, so be it. But when you have somebody that pushes something through that is controversial and no one gets to vote on it, that's the issue with me with the city of Charlotte.
It is what it is. They have a chance again in 2019. To be awarded the All-Star game, but I don't see the law being amended any before 2019, so it's just a loss for the city. My only question is, are y'all going to give me back part of my $34 million in taxes that y'all taxed me for in 2014 for the chance to get the All-Star game that we are not going to have now? Are y'all going to the state of North Carolina, are y'all going to give that back to the North Carolinians? Can somebody answer that question for me?
I'm glad you mentioned that. I have a problem with NBA, with sports leagues overstepping their boundaries. And I feel like this is one of the cases. When a band doesn't come to the city of Charlotte because of a law of the state, it doesn't hurt the lawmakers. It hurts the fans of that band or that team. There's little kids. Here's a perfect example. The Boss canceled this year to come to Charlotte because of HB2. I get it's his right. There was a guy that saved up money for his wife's 50th birthday to take her to Bruce Springsteen. And they canceled it. 50th birthday. Wow. Do you know how many people would love to go to the NBA All-Star Game? I couldn't wait to take my nephews or us to go and cover it and be there and help. You know, you want to take your little kids to a basketball game. To me, this is getting past the point of, you know, what's right. You know, leave that up to the state, and but the NBA is overstepping the line, I think, because you are taking away from the fans. You're not hurting other people. You're not hurting the owners. You ain't hurting the state. You're hurting the fans of the team. When we go to the All-Star game, you want to go down to New Orleans?
If they have one in Atlanta, I'm going to have to pucker up and go down to Atlanta, I guess. Pony up and go to Atlanta. I mean, it is what it is. The NBA has every right, because the All-Star game is their special event. And if they feel like that our law doesn't agree with what they want to do, as a company, they have the right to pull their event, just like PayPal pulled their company from Charlotte, just like all these bands, Maroon 5, Bruce Springsteen, the Jonas Brothers, all these guys have canceled concerts. I mean, but when does it stop?
Because now NCAA is talking about pulling all their stuff from the state of North Carolina. All right? I mean,
and this is income. This is tons and tons of income.
And this is what I'm saying. The NCAA, NBA, what's next? NFL and pull something?
We weren't going to get a Super Bowl anyway. So.
No, we ain't getting a Super Bowl anytime soon. But Major League Baseball, I mean, there's other states that has passed this law or haven't passed this law. We're not saying anything about. Like, for example, the Minor League All-Star Game, we didn't hear a word about anything. Nobody said anything about that. But because it's the NBA – but where does it stop with – is it right that the NBA and other sports leagues get involved in political state laws? I don't think it is.
That's their prerogative. It's my prerogative. Do what I want to do.
I mean, because I'm scared this ain't going to stop, dude. Because at any time – I can't control what Pat McCrory or Jennifer Roberts does. I can't do anything over that.
And if we go forward looking at our professional teams, does it scare top free agents from wanting to sign and play in the Charlotte, the Greater Carolina metropolitan area?
Right.
Just questions. Just, you know, just what we're talking about.
Yeah, I mean, that's my opinion. You know, take it for what it's worth. I just think it hurts the fans more than
it does.
Else.
I was sick. I was absolutely sick when we lost the All-Star game. I was looking forward to that week.
Absolutely. I couldn't wait, man. Slam dunk contest.
The NBA All-Star game in my city.
You know, everybody, Steph Curry coming back to Charlotte for the All-Star game, everybody would be
knowing
crazy.
He was going to put on an absolute show. The first year of the Warriors all being together with this super team, and our first All-Star game is in Charlotte. Devastation.
Thank you, Jennifer Roberts, and everybody else in Charlotte.
Can we talk about the Charlotte Hounds real fast?
Let's move on to the Charlotte Independents.
We want to go do the Independents, our USL team.
Oh, go ahead if you want to talk
about
the Hounds.
Let me hit the Hounds real quick. Lost 12-11 over the weekend against the Outlaws. They're still playing. Ryan Flanagan moved to season-ending injured reserve. It's tough. I don't watch lacrosse. I don't go out there for the Hounds, but They do their best to get the fans involved. If you into lacrosse, go check them out. And
have you ever watched lacrosse?
I've watched a little bit. I watched some of the NCAA finals with North Carolina and I think it was Maryland, and that was pretty good. It's just so hard to watch sometimes, man.
I can watch lacrosse. To me, is fun. It is hard to watch. It's almost like hockey, watching the ball go or the puck go around. It's tough to watch.
I want to see some people getting blown. I don't know. Quick on the Independence USL Team of the Week, named goalkeeper John Berner to the Team of the Week. Congratulations. And they earned a 3-0 victory on the road in Pittsburgh. Now, I can definitely watch more football than I can watch lacrosse.
Really? I can watch lacrosse more.
I can go out to Ramblewood Stadium, go blow my whistle or whatever. Go sit there. Go check them all out. Charlotte, we still have some great things going on, man.
Absolutely. And don't forget, this weekend, Saturday, Bayern Munich versus Inter Milan at Panthers Stadium on Saturday at 5 o'clock.
I think last night they were in Philadelphia playing.
Ooh. I wouldn't want to be there right now.
Whew. We're not going to
Philadelphia,
talk.
Ryan Matthews DNC in that? Man, that city's rocking right now.
But Bayern Munich, Inter Milan, I'm going to tell you guys, before you hit Bank of America Stadium, y'all better hydrate. It's going to be absolutely a scorcher on Saturday.
It's supposed to be a storm on Saturday, too.
Whew. Hopefully it does rain a little bit to try to cool it down, because it is going to be hot.
It is definitely going to be hot. It's going to be...
My skin is melting thinking about the heat. Man.
But I will be there. I can't wait for the game. It should be interesting.
In your new seats with all the amenities.
No, not for that one. But I can't wait for the game. It should be interesting. It's always fun to go. You know,
I heard 50,000. I think they sold over 50,000 tickets for that game.
50,000.
And this is just an international friendly.
Dude, they usually
sell out.
It's a great
draw, man. Football is a great draw.
Last 2 years was the Gold Cup when they've had it here in Charlotte. Yeah. This year it's just a friendly. Or 2 years ago it was a Gold Cup.
My bad. It's the International Champions Cup, I think.
Oh, is it?
Let me look. Is it the International Champions Cup?
It may be. I know 2 years ago it was a great time, so.
No, it's just a friendly. It's just a friendly. Either way it goes, go see some great football. Go out to Bank America Stadium. Go inhale it before they turn it to Panther Country. Woo!
Absolutely.
Let's go.
So there's all your local news today. Let's go into our patrolling segment of the week.
BSS Carolinas presents Patrolling, where we highlight the troll athletes of the week.
All right, let's get into it. You got any patrolling segments this week?
Everybody has this guy, Alden Smith. Alden Smith, if you haven't seen on YouTube, has a video of himself allegedly, mm-hmm. holding a blunt. You know, he's smoking on the blunt. He's talking. And the girl with him is asking him, hey, should you really be doing this? You know, you don't want to be out there. And at the end of the video, he says, it's not like I'm saying I'm Alden Smith and putting my face on the video.
They can't tell if it's me.
They can't tell if it's me. You just said your name. We can tell it's you. We can listen to the voice and analyze it with your voice from interviews past and realize that, hey, that is the same exact voice. Alden Smith. Please, somebody send him the Joseph Randall Dummy of the Week Award, please.
Thank you. I'm glad we renamed that.
He gonna get that. We gonna send him that, and you get the patrolling too.
Oh, he's good. But you go and you go on Periscope. It was on Periscope, right?
It was Periscope, YouTube. It's been streamed everywhere.
All right. Well, my point is you posted it on an account that you use in the past as Alden Smith.
Like, it won't be retraced back to you.
So, to me, if you were going to do that, wouldn't you create a different account?
Or have the lady create an account and put it on? Maybe. I mean, I don't know. I don't know.
Listen.
Unless you're Alden Smith, the same guy that walks into LAX and says, I have a bomb. This is the guy we're talking about. So, no, he's not going to do anything intelligently because Alden Smith and intelligence don't go together.
And I love the little, like, foot massager he had, like, in front of the video. Like, when you're watching it.
Yeah.
You see that? He's blunt, sitting there with a foot massager in front of the camera and start talking. And you're suspended for the entire year this year. So you know this will be researched, and you might be suspended another year. Listen, man, you're never coming back
to the league.
You just saw Josh Gordon got reinstated. All right? He's lucky to have a second chance or a third or fourth chance, whatever it is. Dude, your luck may be running out. Just saying. So come on, man.
Just saying.
All right. Well, there you go. There's segment one today for the show. You got anything else?
Always. Sports is life.
Everybody on Periscope, stick around. We got another couple of shows coming up. Everybody else, we'll see you later.
Hi, peace.
Stop now. Whoa. Keep your hands up. Get them in the sky for the homies that ain't making it. My folks locked down. Whoa. I never went nowhere. What they saying, Luda's back. Yeah. Blame it on that.